The phone has rang, as they say here, many times with client concerns, fears, many of which we've probably forgotten collectively as investors. We're gonna recap what those were, where we sit here as we head into the back half of the year. So I was sitting this morning in the office chatting about hitting the halfway point in 2026. Someone mentioned, oh yeah, in Greenland. And I was like, oh yeah, that was a thing. Had thought about doing a recap as we often do here at the midpoint. But 2026, we came into telling you we thought it would be a constructive year. That was our January 9th commentary to kick off the year. But one that wouldn't be without headwinds. And I would be the first to admit, while we were confident in that general idea, would have never guessed just how many challenges would be facing markets in just this first 6 months. But just like the Greenland geopolitical fears and consternation, and is the US becoming uninvestable, there have been many more. So I'm gonna go through some of these. Hopefully the main takeaway is just like, oh yeah, that happened. And yet share kind of where we're at, why we're at where we're at, and what we might expect going forward here in the back half of the year. As we go through, and this is by no means a comprehensive list, and forgive me for the list form of this, but in January, you had a 10% drop in gold after some all-time highs. Liquidity concerns. Is there gonna be a liquidity crunch? Is this endemic or an example of global financial strain that's about to hit the system? You had Greenland and the consternation around that, including many meetings within the Eurozone. Federal Reserve independence, we're gonna sue Jerome Powell. The announcement of a Department of Justice inquiry into a sitting Fed chair. Tariff turmoil, are they legal, are they not legal? How are refunds going to work? In February came a meltdown within software stocks around AI fears, job loss creation, particularly the impact on software stocks and the beloved tech sector led to a large pullback in a lot of household names. March brought the escalation of the US-Iran conflict, not only in terms of rhetoric, but eventual strikes and hostility. Oil pushes near $100 a barrel. This, of course, stokes stagflation concerns. Is the market going to slow in terms of economic activity under the burden of these oil costs at the same time that inflation rises? Throughout the spring, interest rate concerns, given the continued conflict, continued high price of oil, US debt concerns come back to the forefront. Again, the narrative that's been in the backdrop throughout the year around the investability of the US vis-a-vis other global markets. It's kind of all culminated in close to a correction ending in March 30th. Certainly at this point, largely around the war, the phone is ringing. It's never been this bad. We don't see it's gonna get any better. We cautioned you then, both if you were one of the ones to call, as well as in these commentaries, hold tight. Shared a lot of data around conflicts and how markets actually resolve themselves very, very quickly. Nobody had in mind what would come next, which was the best quarterly return for equity markets since Q2 of 2020. That was obviously hockey sticking off the COVID lows. In just Q2, you had the S&P up roughly 15%, the NASDAQ up almost 20%, huge rebound that a lot of people missed. Fortunately, not our clients that followed our advice, but here we are now sitting in June with some renewed volatility here in the last month. You had a June 5th hot jobs report that people worried would make the Fed hike rates. Tech valuation concerns, not only in early June on June 8th, but then on the 23rd around memory stocks, chip stocks, creating all sorts of consternation. And again, the sector that has been the darling of the market for quite some time. June 10th brought the hottest CPI report in 3 years. June 17th brought the Warsh and Fed meeting with fears of hawkishness. And of course, here just this week, you had margin debts released, highest of all time, over $100 million of additional margin debt taken on here in the latest month. And yet, as we sit here right now, you have an S&P 500 up over 10% year to date, a NASDAQ up over 12% year to date, and this has left many investors asking how. And of course, we've talked about this many, many times. The market is utterly indifferent to our logic, to our emotions, to our worldviews. We think that things should act and think and look as we would have them act and think and look. And while we know consciously when we call that out, that sounds silly, subconsciously, all of us do it in various ways all the time. Two, the market over short periods of time can act irrational. Benjamin Graham's famous quote that in the short run, it's a voting machine, i.e. emotional. In the long run, it's a weighing machine, i.e. around corporate profits. And therein lies the answer. As we shared last week, S&P 500 projected profits going into 2027, up $50 a share, tremendous. Despite the positive return, solidly positive, historically speaking, in terms of average annual returns, you have the PE ratio of the S&P 500 on a forward-looking basis having actually dropped from around 19 times to 18 times earning. That's the answer to the test question. Now, does that mean we won't face renewed volatility in Q3 or Q4? We've told you we think we will, whether that's around Warsh and Fed policy, whether that's around the knock-on effects of oil availability going into Q3, midterm elections. There'll be more challengers that'll step into the ring, to use our analogy from a few weeks ago. But again, where you put that long-term confidence is in the state of earnings, in the state of valuations, both of which remain really strong as we head into the back half of the year. If you've got questions around this, how to think about this, again, this is not for market timing. It's for creating frameworks that help reduce the emotionality of this process. We're here to have those conversations anytime. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.